who would do anything for you. Okay. So now we're going to go into this other strategy, and this is a strategy that I was really, that I think is going to be really powerful for you. This is called the Team 10 Facebook Network Strategy. Don't worry about the number. I just threw an arbitrary number of 10 in there. One good, committed referral partner can generate a steady stream of high-quality referrals, and if one referral partner is good, 10 referral partners can bring a large, steady stream of referrals, right? So creating a strong, committed, close-knit group of Facebook referral partners can generate a flood of referrals. So, how many of you know about referral alliances? Or BNI referral groups, where they are dedicated there to give referrals, right? Everybody, right? Okay, this is even more powerful. Because let's say we lived in the same town, and I had 800 connections, and I posted a recommendation for your business on my timeline, right? And let's say 300 of the 800 people saw that. Is that more powerful than, like, in a BNI group, trying to go out and find one person? Way more powerful. Way more powerful. Okay, what if you had 10 people out there referring you or making a recommendation for your business on Facebook every month? And let's say, well, I think there's a statistic that the average person on Facebook has 200 friend connections. Usually if they have 200 friend connections, there's a small part of them that are family, and the rest are local people, or maybe old high school friends. So if you had 10 people posting to 200 people, if you only got 200 people, there's a good chance that at least half of them, a little bit more than half, are going to see it if you only have that many friends. It's when you get into a large amount of friends that Facebook really throttles it back a lot. So wouldn't you like, you know, every month to have 1,000 people see a recommendation for your business? That can happen. All you got to do is find 10 people who want to do it with you. And then you just kind of go around the horn. And every month, they're recognizing or recommending a person. Okay, this is just talking about Facebook, blah, blah, blah. You know how powerful Facebook is. Okay, identify 10 professionals that have a Facebook presence. So this is where we go back to finding people who do have friends. You don't want to do this with somebody who only has, you know, 10 friends, right? You want to bring a Facebook referral partner into your group that has several hundred friends. Second thing, take them to lunch or ask them for a meeting with them and present the Facebook referral relationship opportunity. Explain the referral system to them so that they understand it. Create an email or a Facebook reminder system and a group, which I'll talk about in a moment, to remind people the day before and the day that they're supposed to post their recommendation. And then the following day, you know, you can check if you want to make sure that they did the referral post. You're usually not going to do that. Try to get a group to share results in the referral Facebook group. And invite more professionals to your referral group, okay? So do you guys get the idea of what I'm trying to say here? Okay, let's say you were going to create an offline networking group. What would you do? Has anyone created an offline networking group? Okay, probably the first thing you do is you go list all the categories of companies that would be good referral sources, right? We go right back to that exercise that I told you got to do. You go find those businesses or categories of businesses that would be good referral sources for you. You find people that you have relationships in those, and you ask them to come to your referral group meeting, right? That's how you start a referral group offline. You do the same thing online, the same thing, okay? So the way it works is you would have like a rotating schedule. So like on July 6th, Jenny Smith would be the person